You're with Sounds Good on WKMS. I'm Tracy Ross, joined in the studio by Alex Bloodworth and Noah Vandenbosch, the director and one of the stars of Charlotte's Web, coming up this Friday at Playhouse in the Park in Murray. Good morning. Welcome to the show. I guess good afternoon, actually.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
So Charlotte's Web, this is one of the most famous children's books ever, and we were talking before, during the break, that it was recently named the best American children's book of the past 200 years. Let me ask you first, Alex, why do you think Charlotte's Web is so enduring?
Well, it's definitely a timeless story. In the script, I thought it was really interesting. It says it's set in the present and the past, so it's always relatable. Everyone can relate to this story. It's about, you know, it's about a pig and a little girl and a spider and how they saved the pig's life. And kids, adults, everyone likes this story. You know,
This is not your first go-around with Charlotte's Web. I understand that in 2003 you actually acted in this, right?
Yes, when I was in fourth grade, I was cast as Wilbur when we did it before at Playhouse in the Park.
And now you're directing it. So yes. Let me ask you, did someone come to you and ask you to direct this, or was this kind of initiated by you?
Lisa Cope, the executive director of Playhouse in the Park, asked me if I would be interested in directing a show. And it's something I never had really considered seriously, but after I saw the season and saw that we were doing Charlotte's Web, I thought that would be the perfect way to kind of come full circle with my experience at Playhouse in the Park.
Noah, you're an experienced actor, and you've got the role of Templeton the Rat. What's your experience with Charlotte's Web? Did you read it as a child and like it?
I actually had never read the book when I was a kid.
So you're the one.
Yeah, I'm the one that never read it. But I did see the film, the children's film, and Templeton was a character that was very, very fun to watch in the films, and I tried to translate some of that into this play. So hopefully people will be able to see me on stage and see the fun Templeton that I saw when I was a kid.
Well, tell us, who are the other leads in the play?
Liren Jackson plays Fern. Skylar Swalls, who is also a fourth grader, she plays Wilbur. Kayla Little plays Charlotte. We have Lainey Mitchell, Wendy Swalls, Scott Swalls as some of our adult characters in the play.
Well, tell us about what the stage is going to look like. Basically, what was your vision for the stage production of Charlotte's Web?
Well, I definitely pulled a lot from the show that I was in, but I definitely at the same time wanted to make it my own. So I took elements of that and expanded upon those. The stage looks like a barn. It has all this hay on it and all these levels that the characters go up and down. It looks really, really cool. It's better than anything I could have imagined. And then just that kind of stays the whole time, and then different key elements come on to help change the scene. But it's not simple, but it stays the whole time, you know. So it looks great.
And about how long is it going to run?
It's about an hour and a half with a 15-minute intermission.
Okay. No, was the role of Temple, is this hard for you? Is it an easy role for you to get into? Is it one of your more difficult challenges as an actor?
It's been a relatively easy role to get into, but I would say my strongest abilities are in character acting and in children's theater.
Well, tell us a little bit about some of the experiences you've had in the past, some of your other roles.
Well, I have played Diggory in She Stoops to Conquer, which was a minor character, but a character in a sense, where I had plenty of physical gestures that I was allowed to use and very comedic, very upbeat. I've played Darcy in The Frog Prince, where I was supposed to play a child, obviously younger than I am right now. So that was a lot of fun to be a child again in that children's performance. And I played King Olaf in The Princess and the Pea, my freshman year here. That was my first performance at Murray State University. And that was a blast. He was a very, very big character, but it was a ton of fun.
Are there roles that you're looking forward to playing? Any bucket list roles you've got to do during your acting career?
There There is one that I would very, very much enjoy doing, and that is the part of Mercutio in Romeo and Juliet. I love that character. I think he's sort of that character that I was talking about, very big. He has great monologues. He's a very animated character. Every time I read the play, all I can think of is just how much fun it must be to play that person.
So are you going to make Templeton big?
Templeton,
metaphorically speaking.
Templeton is certainly a big character in this play from what I've made of him. Not trying to steal the show, but there are so many things that he says that demand action, and I try to keep that action on the stage the whole time. I try to perform, so if you come out and see it, you'll get to see what I'm talking about.
Alex, you also have an extensive career with the stage. Tell us about some of your work.
I've mostly only done things at Playhouse in the Park. I did my first show there when I was 4 years old, and I kind of just grew up in the theater there. Like I said, I did Wilbur. I was Sharpay Evans in High School Musical 1 and 2. I played Mulan in Disney's Mulan. So I've had different kinds of roles, musicals, non-musicals, big parts, small parts, and I've enjoyed them all. But unlike Noah, I don't really have a certain type of role that I always like to play. I've really enjoyed, the great thing about Playhouse is that I've had so many opportunities to do different kinds of plays. You know, I've been in a Shakespeare play, and then I've also been in, you know, High School Musical. So a wide range of parts and a wide range of opportunities there.
How is it different directing a play as opposed to acting in it? I guess the easy answer is that you have to look at the entire performance instead of just your role. But are there any other things you've discovered about directing that maybe you didn't expect before?
Yeah. Like you said, it's hard to kind of see the big picture when you just work backstage. You only have to worry about that. When you are just working on the set, that's your main focus. But as a director, you do have all these people helping you, but at the same time, you have a hand in all aspects. So you do have to think about, you know, the costumes, the props, the set, the blocking, the, you know, all that. But it's also one of the hardest things was just to be able to let other people do things. You know, sometimes directors feel like they kind of have to control all those elements at the same time.
No, never.
Right. And you really just, you can't. I mean, there's just, you don't realize how much really goes in to a production. And so you have to rely on other people to help you. And so that was a big surprise for me how much work it really took, but it's been very rewarding.
No, I don't want to put you on the spot. Do you have a tiny snippet of Templeton you could give for us today?
Sure. If you just wait just one moment, I'll think of one of my favorite lines. I just don't want to mess it up on the air. You better believe it, Buster. And you better not forget the friendship of dear old Templeton, who just happened to be up all night looking for a word to save you.
Very nice.
That's good.
Very nice. So, Alex, in just a couple of sentences, people are going to come out. There are going to be a bunch of kids to come to this play. Family is going to be coming out. Kind of sum up their experience, what you hope they'll get out of the Playhouse in the Park production of Charlotte's Web.
Well, I hope that they enjoy the performance. I hope that they, you know, enjoy the acting and like the set and like the costumes. But the thing that I really hope that people get out of this show is that my love for community theater and for Playhouse in the Park, and that, you know, our actors' love for that really comes across too. This is kind of my last thing at Playhouse before I graduate, and Playhouse has given me so much throughout my life. So I hope that my love for community theater comes through to the audience, and that they can experience that, and in turn, you know, get something out of Playhouse too.
The production opens this Friday at 7 o'clock. It's going to be Friday and Saturday at 7 p.m. with a 2:30 matinee Sunday, and then that will repeat the next weekend with two 7 p.m. performances and a 2:30 matinee. Tickets range from $8 to $11. They can be purchased through the box office at Playhouse in the Park. But also, you told me that at the end of this six-show run, you're going to do three more in schools. Is that right?
We do three school shows, but they come to Playhouse.
Okay.
So we're doing one for Murray Elementary, and Fulton is also coming, and I think Murray Middle School as well. So we're excited about that. And it's a great opportunity. A lot of people in Murray, which is surprising, don't even know where Playhouse in the Park is, you know, have never been there. So it's great that these all these kids get to come and get to see where Playhouse is and learn about theater. They're doing kind of a packet thing before they come. They've all read the story, and then they're also doing like a theater packet. And so they're learning about theater. They're learning about the novel. So I think it'll be a great experience for all of them.
And Noah, when the kids come and see a play, do you get a different kind of reaction from the audience when they're younger and probably super excited to not be in math class?
Oh, yeah. There are no better performances than children performances, I can tell you right now, because they hold true the sort of style of theater that actors in general want to see. They cheer, they laugh, they clap. They have a good time. They're having fun at the theater. A lot of the times, people come to the theater and they sit down, and they're very somber, very quiet. And then when it's over, they clap and they leave. But children, they help us continue by being happy and enjoying what we're doing and showing it to us.
That's pretty much sums it up. Alex Bloodworth, Noah Vandenbosch, the director and one of the stars of Charlotte's Web. Should be a great play. It opens this Friday at 7 o'clock at Murray's Playhouse in the Park. Thanks for being on Sounds Good.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're with Murray State's WKMS. We sound good because of listeners like you.